Hello, everybody.
Special episode 480.
Yeah.
We have some things we need to talk to you about. You're not in trouble. But we have some things we need to discuss.
So episode 600, December 12th, is going to be our last ever episode.
Yes. We are closing down Comedy Film Nerds. It's been a great run. It's been 10 years. But we are, I think it's time to move on. We're not leaving. We're just not going to do the show anymore.
That's all, like, yeah. We're not taking our own lives. Yeah. It's time to leave this world.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're definitely one of the longer running shows. I mean, there's been a lot of, shows that have come and gone in the interim between, you know, the beginning and end of Comedy Film Nerds. But, some of you have probably already kind of guessed this as we've been talking about closing down the store and other things. There have been definitely some hints along the way, but there's other things we're going to be focusing on and concentrating on, and we will definitely keep you updated. Like you said, we're not going anywhere. Our Twitter feeds are still going to be active. We're going to leave the Twitter feed active, and we'll let you know what we're doing as we go. But it's still a ways away. It's December 12th.
Yeah, we Chris and I have been...
We wanted a very slow ramp down.
Well, we also realized, you know, when we first were like, I was like, Chris, you know, it'll be around, I don't know if it'll actually be episode 600 by the time we get there, probably more
probably
than that.
Probably be over
that. But we were like, let's.
Has Aaron figured out that we're not kidding yet?
I'm devastated.
Yeah, you looked over the soundboard that you thought we were joking, and nope, we're not. So we'll get your thoughts and feelings in a sec here, Aaron. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when we realized, like, I was like, oh, December will be the 600th episode, and then Chris and I had been talking, you know, for a while, like, where do we go with this company? Because, like, you know, the business model has changed. We'll get into the specifics on that in a sec. But, like, I was like, well, why don't we instead of just celebrating episode, if we're going to end it, let's make this a big blowout. We want this December 12th show
to be a celebration of the last 10 years.
Really want to celebrate because it's not ending on any bad. There was no big fight or there's no falling out. There's none of that stuff.
Just, you know, 10 years is a long time to do anything, even something you love. It's time to focus on other things and, you know, concentrate on other things and just move on to the next thing. That's what, you know, artists do.
Yeah, and so December 12th, the tickets are on sale. It's our final ever show. It's a live show. We want everyone to come celebrate what we've done over the last 10 years.
We'll see. Maybe in 10 years we'll do a reunion show. Who knows?
Sure, when LA Podfest comes back.
Yeah,
we'll do that. But yeah, we want to, what the 12th is going to be is anyone who's ever been a guest on the show to come and do a couple minutes on the panel in front of the audience. So that includes you, Aaron, since you've officially been a guest on the show.
Yes, you're invited.
Yep.
Even there's some guests that maybe we're not friends with anymore. I don't know how that'll work out, but we'll figure those out. But really, and then there's going to be a party afterwards. So we just want to celebrate everything we've done for the last 10 years.
Yes,
because
that you're not invited to, Aaron. So.
Aaron, you have to leave for that. Yeah. You can come on stage, but then you got to go to Chris's garage and pack it up. but yeah, so what, so
take the shirts, leave the gargoyle.
Yeah. That's sort of the mantra is take the shirts and leave the gargoyles. So we'll tell you, here's kind of how we came to this is like,
it's your fault.
It is your fault. Yeah. And you know what you did wrong. You know, when your parents got divorced and they said it wasn't your fault, they were lying. The kids, you kids caused the divorce. when we started this, literally we started Comedy Film Nerds
as a website, before a podcast.
In 2008. We first started talking about it in 2007, and the website launched in April of 2008, and it was funny movie reviews written by comedians like Mike Schmidt and Laura House and Dave Anthony and Jackie Cation and all that. And then when everyone was doing a lot of podcasts. I think Never Not Funny, it probably started in 2006 or something like that.
Yeah, Jimmy was one of the first ones.
Doug had started doing Doug Loves Movies and everyone Nerdist, everyone was doing their podcast. So everyone was like, you guys should start it. So we did. In December of 2009, we started our first ever podcast. And our first episode with a guest was episode 3, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Mike Schmidt.
Yep. And then Jackie Cation was after that.
Yep. So, and you know, the plan of the website and the business was like, you know, comedian. We were going to have this store that was going to sell all the comedians' cool merchandise, and we wanted to make movies and stuff like that,
and write books, and you know, be in production and do all of these things, and have the hub for comedy film nerds. And you know, we actually did that. We accomplished that. We had a movie, a festival, and a book. And mm-hmm. you know, we realized we did everything we had set out to do. Now, you know, it was always on a shoestring. It was always a struggle and a fight, but that's what all art is, you know, unless you've got a giant, you know, sponsor behind you.
And we were kind of always hoping comedy film nerds would kind of take off in this way that it would pay Chris and I, like, it would be our full salary. And, you know, that never really happened. And that's like, you know, 1% of the shows on iTunes make money. We were part of that 1%.
Yes.
We've always made money.
We've always made money. Yeah. It's very true. And we've always gotten advertising. We've always, you know, the Patreon sponsors have been great. But it was never at that point where, like, all right, now this is our full-time gig.
It got close, you know.
It did get very close.
When the festival did really well for a couple... When festival got... Audible is the big sponsor, and we had just funded...
We'd finished earbuds,
and Audible came on, and we were like, oh man, this is it. Like, we're going to really, things are going to really groundswell. Yeah. And then Audible pulled out the next year in 2016. And, you know, the festival, again, I don't use the term was a failure. We did it for 6 years. It was a blast. It didn't financially pay out the way we needed it to. And that thing, the festival took a lot of time. I always say, like, the 3-day event, I love it. I miss the 3-day event. I don't miss the 10 months of working and getting no money.
You know, it's one thing we always say as artists, like, you know, if you're writing or directing or acting or painting for free, it's your love, it's your passion. If you're event planning for free, it's not as much fun. But it's more than that, though. The one of the reasons we're shutting down is just creatively. We've gone creatively as far as we can with this company. There's nowhere else to go. Like, even if we were making money, I think we would probably be still, like, even if we were making a very good salary, I think we'd still be looking at shutting it down because we want to move on.
Yeah.
There's other things we want to do. I want to focus more on writing, and there's other opportunities that are starting to present themselves now, so we will definitely keep you posted on all those things. And, you know, as a, you know, not to put a too fine point on it, we're not in our 20s anymore either.
Nope.
So there's other things we want to do and accomplish, and, there's, as you know, other things crop up, there's less and less hours in each day to do it.
And like, you know, your Tales from the Abyss is like something you really like doing.
I want to focus on. I want to write. I want to make more comics and mm-hmm. more. And I'm going to pitching more TV shows. So there's just more that I want to focus on, you know, when I'm not stuffing T-shirts into envelopes.
Yeah, it's hard because we always thought the company would start making enough money that we could hire like an administrator, producer, office, somebody that could handle all of these sort of daily business tasks. And that never happened. So it just ate a lot of time. Your time, it ate my time. And then
Aaron definitely helped. We got Aaron on salary right here, for a little while. But it wasn't... we had a lot of stuff Aaron was going to do, but it never panned out. We didn't have enough to pay him for it. And
I never once cashed in on a workman's comp thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now's your chance.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Because of the state laws, we had Aaron coming in part-time every week, and we still had to pay all this workers' comp insurance for one employee part-time. So
I know.
This is ridiculous.
We should have at least had one box of shirts fall on him.
Yeah, just exactly.
Oh,
to make a claim.
I had a couple spills.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. I'm sturdy.
Yeah.
Thanks for not cashing in.
Yeah. It's much appreciated. But then we couldn't afford the premiums after that.
Another thing, too, like when I was directing that FNX show last year, which, by the way, just got put on Amazon Prime, which is mm-hmm. a huge deal, I was like, man, this is what I love doing. I love directing and producing and doing Political Vigilante. Like, I just crossed over 51,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, going on the road with Jimmy and doing the progressive comedy tour with Ron Placone, it's, I feel like I've found my voice comedically talking politics.
And that's what you want to focus on.
It is what I want to focus on. Now,
an election year next year.
It's an election year, man. It's an election year, and I'm really close to making Political Vigilante my sole source of income.
Right.
And the comedy shows we do, it's all people who are on that progressive left-leaning political. So it's the best audiences I've ever performed in front of. And Comedy Film Nerd audiences are fantastic. But it's where I want to go artistically and creatively is just direct, produce, and do and talk about politics. Now, I will say this. Doing political vigilante, there's been plenty of times where I was like, oh man, I don't have the time to watch a movie and go to Comedy Film Nerds, but also plenty of times where I was like, I need a break from the horrors of the real, of the political world.
Yes.
And just come here and talk about a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I do.
As a palate cleanser.
Oh my God. To just like, man, that was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, cause I'm whatever. I've done a bunch of videos on Jeffrey Epstein, which is just a horror show. And so to come here and talk about movies, I love it. But it's just we both have things we want to focus on.
Yep.
And so that's, and then also too, the business change. So comedians 10 years ago were selling merch online.
Yes.
And everyone was doing that. Now everything's gone either digital
or on demand.
On demand.
So, you know, there's no reason to have a store anymore because there's also better ways to put your merchandise on demand than kind of piecemeal it in different places.
Well, just to explain, some of you might not understand this. So on demand is you just send your logo to an on demand t-shirt. Whenever someone buys it, they print it, send it out.
Right.
And
there's no inventory sitting in a warehouse / gargoyle garage.
Yeah. And so as somebody who's been on both sides of it, you know, for my Palm Strike shirts, for my political vigilante shirts, I still have to lay out all of this wholesale costs and have all this inventory. And I know I'll sell those on the road, but like we had comics spending money. We would buy them from them at a wholesale cost. And then
right.
If they didn't sell, they're just sitting in Chris's garage.
Yep. And, you know, I want my garage back. That's the other thing, too. I'm like, you know, I want to turn this into a cool game room. You know, there are shirts everywhere. And it's, as you'll see it tonight when we do Neil's episode, like every time you're in there, it's going to look a little different and closer to that goal. Like, oh, more empty shelves. Yeah. Like, yep, we're getting closer. So that also reminds me about the store. It is in closeout mode. So if there's anything that's left, everything's discounted. You want to grab it? We will not be printing any more Comedy Film Nerds t-shirts or posters, or there may even be some earbuds posters left that we'll sign.
There will never be new Comedy Film Nerds merchandise.
So get it now while you can. There's some stuff left. And now we will be going all the way, like I said, to December 12th. So if you could see it in your hearts not to maybe pull out all the Patreon money before then, because it will have some closeout costs, we will be honoring and delivering all of the Patreon rewards through December.
So, yeah. So November is the last month to donate to Patreon. You will
yes.
If you donate in November, you will get charged December 1st.
Yes. And then after that, we'll shut it off so you won't get charged anymore.
You'll get January 1st, it'll be done. So,
yes.
So what will happen in December is you'll still get the bonus content as we've always done. You'll get a Neil episode. You'll get your ad reads on all the episodes we do in December. You'll get read on the final 600th episode, which will
yes.
get a lot of downloads.
Yeah, it sure will.
It sure will, because it'll have a lot of huge name. We've had Aisha Tyler, Sarah Silverman on the show.
Yep.
I mean, we've had a
Chris
lot of...
Chris Hardwick. Everyone's been through here at one point or another.
Kevin
Mark
Pollack,
Maron.
All those people. And we're going to try to get all of them to come out.
Yes. At least some of them.
Some of them. Well, I mean, schedule-wise.
Yeah.
But we will have, I guarantee, we'll have at least some mm-hmm. big names, not to mention all your favorites. So that's what's up with Patreon. So don't feel like if you keep donating to us, you'll still get all the rewards through the end of December.
Yes.
But by December 31st, it'll
shut off. You won't get charged January 1st.
Yeah, you'll be done on that. So the other thing, too, I want to talk about is... earbuds, which, you know, this company, Chris and I, we produced, that's our first ever feature film that we produced. It was the second film that I had directed, and Earbuds was so amazing on so many levels. The Kickstarter was so great, as heart attacky as it was,
yes.
but it was so exciting. I mean, it's like it was so mm-hmm. the fact that we did it.
I wouldn't change that experience.
No way.
You know, everything was amazing about it, and I think I'll never ever forget being able to go to Australia and Japan and to meet friends there and fans. It's an experience that I'll treasure. I really will. And what's great about it is because we were shooting a movie, I can actually pop it in and see the footage and like, oh yeah, that's what we did. And that's where we were. And those are the friends we hung out with.
Sanai is a lifelong friend mm-hmm. now
yes,
because of
the podcast.
This podcast has brought us lifelong friends. We have mm-hmm. friends in Tokyo.
Yes.
We have, we know CJ Johnson is a friend. You know, Will Anderson is a friend in Australia. We have friends all over the planet because of this show.
You were at my wedding.
Yes.
3 years ago today.
Your wedding was 3 years ago today?
Yeah, man.
Oh my God. Wow. God, I remember my girlfriend was complaining she didn't have a dress, and I said, it doesn't matter. It's LA, no one will care. And she ended up not showing.
Yeah, we know. I thought you were gonna say it doesn't matter, it's Aaron. So
well, there was that too. It was like, it's Aaron, who cares? He's not dumb enough to cash in on workers' comp. Yeah. Why should we dress up for his wedding? No, that was a great wedding. No, you're right, Aaron. The reason you're here is, I mean,
because we know you through the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We met after Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, you reached out as a and said you wanted to help, or you were an intern or something.
We had great interns all the way through. Like, I remember Ben, our first.
Yes.
And actually another, Sharon Campbell, that came from Temple University.
Oh my God, that's right.
And because I think somebody asked, it's like, well, you guys are really good. Oh, I remember, a friend of mine asked, like, you guys are really good at getting interns. I said, yeah, well, the problem is our interns are so good, they always leave for jobs.
Yeah, Sean Merrick, he's like, he's at Podcast One now. He just had me on one of their shows, some cooking forked up show or something like that. And it, like, he's like the head guy over at Podcast One Network or something like
that. Oh, really? Did he move back to L.A.?
Or I don't know, he's somewhere. Or they have a studio here in L.A. and he's at their other office or something. Okay. But he set up this interview and I went to it in Beverly Hills at this nice studio.
Yeah, you're never really out of podcasting once you're in.
No, Sean Merrick, you know, who's also featured in Earbuds, was such an amazing experience. The Kickstarter, the traveling around shooting everybody, you know, having Audible kick in some money to, that we could afford to go to Australia and Japan.
Squarespace.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It was a while ago. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, they haven't been around. Thank you, Squarespace. You're fantastic. You just got a free plug. But no, that whole experience, all the people we met and interviewed.
I'd never been to either of those countries before either.
It was the first time to Japan for both of us. Mm.
I've never been cut out of a movie before.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
so
great. Cool.
It's so great.
Yeah. You didn't even make the extras.
I know. To this day, Aaron thinks we had the camera turned on when we speak. But no, I'll give you an example. I'm wearing an MLS soccer jersey, right? One of the people we interviewed for Earbuds was this guy, Michael Holliday, who worked for Major League Soccer. Mm-hmm. He bought our book, and I was stuffing envelopes, and the address was MLS headquarters in New York City. And I went, dude, I'm a Galaxy fan. and we started to become friends, and he's hooked me up with tickets to the MLS. Now he works for the New York Red Bulls. So I just was at a New York Red Bulls LAFC game a couple weeks ago. I've taken this kid that I'm a big brother to a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. That's because of this podcast.
Yeah.
And the book, the reach of the book that it did, he made it, you know, he got cut out of the movie too, Aaron. All right.
Oh, okay.
He works for a major sports league.
Thank goodness.
So he's.
And, you know, we have a friend at Dan over at Disneyland, and was able to get Sunders and I into see Galaxy Edge before it opened, and Neil, and we were like kids in a candy store. It was amazing because of this podcast.
A podcast fan did that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's been such a, and Earbuds has been such an amazing experience. The reality is Earbuds didn't make the money we thought it would. We weren't delusional thinking Earbuds is going to make 50.
It's going to make $1 million.
No. But the number we thought it was going to make,
it didn't get close.
And we thought, well, we'll make this.
Well, now that it's with a distributor, now we'll make some money.
Now we'll make some money.
And which is weird when you think, oh, we came up with independent film. Like, you know, but we still had those, like, this will still make some money because it's a low threshold.
To be fair, we talked to people
who worked with the distributors.
And who had documentaries. Yeah. They didn't have big.
In the same space.
Mm-hmm. And they made okay money. And we were like, when we get some of this money, we'll funnel it in. And we're talking about a couple $100,000. We're not talking about millions of dollars.
Right.
We're talking about six-figure money. But that money would have been like, oh, we'll put that into the company. Mm-hmm. We'll hire people. We'll spend more money on marketing. We'll really be able to blow the company up.
I'll get a gold suit.
Yes.
Yeah, Aaron will get a gold suit for sure. Yeah.
And I will say
and
this.
And that never happened. So I just want to say that's part of it. And that's not a, oh, it all sucks, it failed. It's just, hey, man, that's show business.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're not delusional about it.
No.
I mean, we're proud of what we've accomplished. And one of the things I do want to mention, too, our fans, you guys listening right now, you are disproportionately supportive for an audience.
Yeah.
Because we were able to accomplish all of these things with a much smaller audience than would normally be acceptable to do this. It's a Kickstarter for a movie, a Kickstarter for my graphic novel. You know, you guys showed up every time we asked you to. And would it have been better if there were another 50,000 of you? Sure. But, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world with the passion and generosity that you guys have shown us over the years. And you guys have been amazing. I mean, we went to see Star Wars in Australia because of the generosity of a fan.
Yeah, we flew
us there
to Australia to watch Star Wars 36 hours before.
Yes.
One fan did that.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't even Australian.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you'll be at the show. I'm like, oh, no, I just want you guys to go. I'm not going.
I live in Iowa.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You guys, Chris, that is such a great point. Shows with much bigger followings than ours. We never had a giant, we never got the 500,000 downloads. And we never got the big download numbers, but we always had this core group of people that have been
showed up for us all the time.
Showed up for us.
Mm-hmm. That's
you guys. You came to our live shows. You'd come to watch me on the road when I was out there headlining. Mm-hmm. You bought all of our merchandise. Mm-hmm. And man, we cannot thank you enough.
And I know comics and graphic novels aren't for everybody. 500 of you showed up to support my graphic novel. I mean, I can't ask for better support than that.
It's such a cool thing and such a cool world.
And I know 90% of it was CFN fans. Maybe another 10% found it through Kickstarter, but sure. I know it was here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys have always supported what we've done. We got to meet many of you by making earbuds and also all of you that came to the podcast festival. The podcast festival was such a beautiful event. And earbuds captured this like wonderful moment in time. And that's the other thing. The podcast industry has changed. There's big companies,
yes.
There's big money. And if you're not doing...
Corporations are buying other companies and controlling them.
Podcasts are getting bought for millions of dollars.
Yes.
And so if your podcast isn't doing these crazy download numbers...
Advertisers are ignoring you. It's not the same as what. And then the other thing that happened on a technological aspect that hurt all podcasting is the way listens and downloads are recorded got completely gutted. So everyone's numbers got cut by a rather large percentage. So all of a sudden, people started getting less for advertising and falling off the tracking. And, you know, that certainly didn't help.
We were making decent ad revenue money. And then they basically said, and this is every podcaster we knew this happened to.
Yeah, this isn't just us.
All of a sudden, they basically said, whatever download number you think you're getting, it's basically almost got cut in half.
Yeah, maybe even to a third.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was like, what? We thought we had this bigger audience. Oh,
according to our new fake stats.
Oh, God.
No, you don't.
According to our new corporate scam, Scamtronic 3000 that we plugged in.
That when advertisers told us we don't want to pay as much. Okay, well,
we'll just
change the stats.
Yeah, we'll just drop everyone's numbers down. That'll save everybody money. Yeah. So, like, that's just sort of the economics of why Comedy Film Nerds didn't keep going the way we wanted it to. And... you know, there's several film projects that Chris and I can still produce direct movies.
It's just because this is ending doesn't mean that, you know, the work will stop. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Graham's doing his politics. I'm still writing.
Chris is right. Going to be helping me write game show questions for the political vigilante game show.
So, yeah, we're going to be working on different things. And we're going to keep you posted on it, too. And I'll give you a little tease that I might be going to another company after when Comedy Film Nerds wraps up. I'm not sure yet, but I'm in
talks. Well, this sounds like news to me.
Yes.
Holy shit.
It hasn't solidified yet, but it's one of those entertainment things like, well...
Don't talk about it yet.
until it actually happens, like because, you know, 90% of things fall through. So, we'll see. But there's a lot of other stuff we want to do, and, you know, we're still excited about all the other stuff we're going to do, especially with production, writing, and basically just creating and making things. Like, I have another comic. I'm still going to be doing another Kickstarter and shopping around TV and movie ideas. And Graham and I will be making more things, too. We're going to be we still got movies in development we're hoping to get going that we're in talks with. So we'll see what happens. But it's entertainment. Nobody knows. I mean, we could be in production tomorrow or next year.
Look, we're keeping the Comedy Film Nerd social media accounts open.
Yes. And, in fact, also we're going to be leaving the archives up at least for a year, so you'll be able to listen to back episodes. The website will be up. It just won't be updated. The store will be removed, but the actual content and all of Neil's articles, that's probably hundreds of thousands of words by now. That will still be up. And so there's stuff that you can still peruse if you want to check it out. But it won't be updated anymore. The last show will be the 12th, and the last articles will probably be, depending on Neil's schedule, probably late in December, and then that'll be it.
So we're in between now, and now it's September 3rd and December. We're going to do our weekly episode. We're going to do spoiler apps. We're going to do all that as we've done. Yep. And the recording of December 3rd episode, it'll probably drop a week or so after that.
Mm-hmm.
So come to if you can come to LA, if you can come out here.
December 12th.
December 12th at Dynasty Typewriter, mm-hmm. which is this cool theater.
Is the ticket link up yet, Graham?
The ticket link is up.
Okay.
Ticket link is up. So
what if we did a giveaway with coming to the show?
Oh, wait a minute now. What are you saying?
What if everyone who came to the show will give an Earbuds DVD to?
Yes. Yep.
And we'll sign them.
We'll sign them. And you can get them signed by as many. There'll be a lot of people there to get it signed. Because
there's a space on the DVD cover. We made sure that you could collect podcaster signatures.
Because here's the thing. Well, this is a good point you bring up, too. We're not going to make any more DVDs.
No.
Now, Earbuds... you can buy on iTunes digitally. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Lafghanistan is on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. The book you can get on...
Amazon. And on Kindle. So, yeah, none of our products are disappearing.
Right.
Like my graphic novels, they're on Comixology. Mm-hmm. Pacify Me is, of course, still on Amazon digital and hard copy. So nothing's going away. And your CDs are on... iTunes too.
My albums, both my comedy albums, Comedians Got a Boo Boo and Palm Strike Dance Party, mm-hmm. are on iTunes.
And that's how people are. We talk about consuming media. That's really everyone's going digitally and on demand anyway. Yeah. And it just makes more sense. The only we'll have to tell Jackie Cation. She's the only one that has a special still on CFN.
So, all our products will still be online digitally. Mm-hmm.
In other places.
The final episode will drop as a download somewhere at the end of December, but
it'll be $49.99. So,
yeah. come to the live show. You'll get an Earbuds DVD. You'll get to hang out with all of us. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, because we're having a reception afterwards, and that's going to be a lot of fun just to hang out.
We're just going
to
party.
And we're not selling anything after the show. We're just going to hang out. There will be no store. We'll be giving you a DVD if you show up.
If there's
nothing to buy.
If there's leftover earbud or like, I don't know,
there might be some 4X Earbuds shirts
and
left.
And super small Podfest shirts or something.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of old logo CFN girly shirts in small. You know what? If you can fit in any of these things, we'll just give them to you.
If they're still there.
Yes.
Now, everything, we're cutting the prices on everything. So between, we're going to sell everything. Anything we don't sell online, we will just be giving away at the live show.
Right.
And if there's leftovers, we'll give it to a shelter.
Yes. But so get it now if you definitely want to purchase, because there are some stuff left. There's some cool stuff left for sure. And the sizes are a little weird, but we still have some hard copies. We've got a ton of Doug Benson signed CDs still left that you want to check out, especially because they're signed.
Yeah.
You can only get them.
These are
collector's items. They're way, way discounted.
All right. Is there anything else?
It's just in conclusion, I'm really happy we did this. It's been a great 10 years, and I'm happy with what we've accomplished, and I'm proud of what we've accomplished. And because we built up this company from nothing, and it's not like we had a bunch of investors or,
neither one of us were like mega famous going into it, so it's not like we were able to just bring over this fan base from somewhere else.
Or one of us didn't go, you know what, I've got a sitcom, let me throw $30,000 into the company. We couldn't do that. Everything was on a shoestring, and the fact that we ran a company, a business, a store. We made a movie, a book that was published, and a festival. You know, I'm really proud of what we accomplished with very little to start with, and which shows that, when we do get some funding, we can probably make another a giant film.
Yeah, man. We're looking for serious funding to make more movies. We've got really fun movie ideas.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of independent people and artists, including effects artists, and everyone is ready to go and ready to work on it. And we're looking into different ways to get these funded, everything from crowdfunding to producing partners. So that's going to continue.
I got to tell you what, too, man. My goal, long-term goal of my YouTube channel is I want to get it to 1 million subscribers, because then I can just make whatever I'll make. I want that channel to bring in all this revenue, then I can make whatever I want.
Yeah. Then you can fund your own production.
Fund my own production, mm-hmm. and I'll fund a feature film. I'll fund mm-hmm. scripted episodic stuff.
Yeah, that's you can do whatever
you want.
Not just
me bitching about news. Mm-hmm. Just my left wing yelling socialist nonsense.
Can I get a gold suit?
Yeah, and you'll get a. Aaron's going to get a gold suit.
Thank Jesus. Thank you.
Fucking gold suit.
It's kind of fixated on a gold
I
suit.
Know. It's like that 500 million Elvis fans can't be wrong album.
How many times have you promised him a gold suit as he keeps bringing it up?
So, Aaron, we deliberately didn't tell you about this until.
Because we wanted to get your reaction.
We wanted to get your reaction.
Wow.
We weren't being cruel. We were just like, we needed to keep this between us.
That was a palm strike to my heart.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't tell anybody at ATC yet either. We haven't told Mike or anybody yet.
We're going to do that. What do you think I'm running up there doing later? Yeah,
I know. That's why we didn't tell you until we recorded.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the things you said, like, it hit me a couple years ago, all that you guys have accomplished, and it's amazing. And just to come from a website to a feature film and a book, and I'm so proud. It's awesome.
Oh, thanks, Aaron.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been awesome. And another reason why we talked about why I was like, I kind of want to have a 3-month goodbye is I really want to celebrate everybody that was involved in this in one way or another.
Yes.
You know, anyone that's helped us along the way, anyone that was just a guest once or whatever, like mm-hmm. We want to celebrate it, especially if someone can't make the 12th or whatever, you know,
because we can have them on between now and then.
Yeah. We can mm-hmm. have it on between now and then. We're going to send an email out to everyone that was ever a guest and say,
it's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while. Say, come on out for the show. Yeah. Come on out for the 12th. If you can't make the 12th, we'd love to have you on.
We'll probably get a couple emails back. Who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah, I don't remember doing
being
your
in
show.
Some weird garage, yeah. Like in
I don't know what you're talking about.
2010, but I don't know you.
Yeah.
So yeah, because it is, you know, Chris and I, we actually talked about on the car ride down to Comic-Con.
Yes.
We were just like, so what are we doing? What do we want to do? And mm-hmm. we both were like, there's nothing.
We went through everything.
We went through everything.
What have we done? What do we want to do? And how does this fit in?
Yeah. And yeah, I'm so proud of everything we've done here. I had a little emotion of, oh, we didn't accomplish, you know, whatever, man. That's show business. There's a lot of people talk about doing stuff. We got it done. And we never blew up.
Grass is always greener.
I mean, you bring up the fact that, like, it, you know, if one of us was already mega famous, it would have made this thing just automatically take off. Or some mega famous person, had they jumped on board and really, you know, we had a lot of great help from people who, you know, Doug and all these people who did great stuff, and we appreciate that. But
we even got loans sometimes. I mean, everyone really stepped up, and that's one of the reasons we got Earbuds funded. It wasn't just the fans. It was the other podcasters, yeah, too, contributed.
And so considering what we did with very little, I'm really proud of it, and I'm proud of all the stuff we've done, and I'm proud of all the people we've worked with and we've gotten to meet. You know, this little movie podcast has taken us around the world.
It really has.
And I can vouch for the fact that these two have never come to blows, despite all the pressure and, yeah.
We've had maybe two disagreements. We've never had bad, crazy, yelly
fights. It's been a pretty good ratio.
Yeah, considering, yeah, how much of a psycho I am. It's really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I can be passive aggressive, so.
That was one thing I'll say this. Chris and I, from day one, said, because we had both worked with people that were like flaky and, you know.
Yeah, in entertainment, 20 years in entertainment, you meet a few of those people.
You meet a few of those people. And mm-hmm. we always just said from day one, if a guy has a problem with something, he's got to bring it up.
Yeah, it can't stew.
It can't stew. And we've always done that. Mm-hmm. And it is always.
It's always been better.
It's always been better. We've mm-hmm. always, every time we've had one of those, it always is better in the long run, because mm-hmm. we both wanted this to work. We wanted to get along. We've been friends a long time.
Yeah.
And it's been a great way to do business.
In fact, sometimes that's we see that in the comments or in the reviews. Like, oh, you can tell these guys have known each other for a while and that they're friends when they're the way they talk.
Yeah.
And that's one of the appeals to podcasting, was like, yeah, we're friends, but then we're talking to you as if you're part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. You're the friend that's in the room talking to us. And that's always been the appeal. and the magic, really, of podcasting.
And we really, you know, we thank ATC. You know, it
yes.
was like we
Al Madrigal and Bill Burr, they invited us over here, so we want to thank them as well.
It's been great this last 3 years, maybe, or 4 years of recording at this studio.
Yeah, we've been at this studio for a year and a half, but before that, even at the old studio.
Maybe 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, and these studios have been great. Like, at the other one across the street and this one, and having you...
Actually, like this one better, but the other one was good too.
It was cool. It was just nice coming to a studio. I was like, even though it was like a farther drive for me, I was like, this is great because it feels professional. It's nice. Mm-hmm. And having you, seeing you every week, it's been, and all the other people at ATC have been really cool. And the other comics we run into.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of support here.
Yeah. It's been great. So we, you know, and I'm going to keep doing
it. I don't know how they're going to keep going without us.
No, they're going to have to shut down. They're going to have to shut down for sure. But that's why I'm doing my political vigilante game show that we just did live August 29th. I did it here at ATC. Mm-hmm. ATC's been so helpful. Mm-hmm. They're just like, Graham, just, you know, you can use the space to do your political vigilante stuff. I shot a commercial here a year ago.
Yeah, because
a location dropped out. And I called Mike Bertolina like Thursday and was like, dude, I need to play Saturday. And he's like,
stat.
And he made it happen. And everyone here, it's been a really great experience. So I hope to keep working with ATC or at ATC in some capacity.
Absolutely. I'm sure we'll still be guests on the other podcasts and stuff too.
I don't know. Maybe they'll ban us.
Yeah.
If Aaron doesn't get his fucking gold suit. All right. Well, we'll still be here every week, guys, talking movies. Next week, we'll be talking movies. We'll do spoiler eps, the Neil episodes on Patreon, all that stuff.
So I hope you enjoyed our Labor Day episode. So
wait a minute. Does Neil know?
Neil does know.
Yeah, somebody checked on Neil. San Diego.
Yeah, Neil was the first one to know because he was the first one to start with us.
Yeah.
Does anyone have eyes on him?
Neil's so easygoing. I thought he was going to take it hard. He was like, I get it.
Yeah.
He's okay. Neil's so easygoing. Yeah, we went out in San Diego. We had this really, went out this really big dinner, sort of a celebration of what we've accomplished in 10 years and just coming to the decision. And, you know,
and we ate so well, we were bloated and sick for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, it was great. We barely could function. And doing Rick McMyer's Pandas.
For 3.5 hours.
Yeah. I mean, we'll still, if Rick wants us, we'll still go down there to Comic-Con and all that stuff.
So, oh, yeah.
If anybody needs a film nerd or two, I'm not going to stop watching movies. I might not watch as many. Yeah. I'm not going to I have to watch that movie that not looks anymore. Horrible anymore.
You know, we were all kind of hearing that when Mark Ellis was here as a guest. He's like, I dialed it back. Now I don't have to see as many movies. And I'm thinking, I know that's, I can see how that would
be. I was surfing this morning and I was looking at my watch and I was like, oh shit, I got to get down and get up to Burbank. Mm-hmm. Glad I'm here. It was cool. But I was like, you know, when the show's over, I'm going to keep surfing next day.
you know what you're not going to have to do? Drive to Burbank.
I'm not going to have to drive to Burbank. But this surf session is going to last a little longer. But all right, thanks, everybody. We love to hear all your comments and support, and we will keep doing the show through December. And please, if you can, join us in L.A. December 12th for the 600th and final episode of the Comedy Film Nerds podcast.
And we love you guys. We could not have done this or gotten this far without you. So thanks again.
Yeah, you're all awesome. And many of you have become friends. And
don't go away as fans. We've got other stuff we're going to do. So and that'll go out through the Twitter feeds and, you know, anywhere else on social. So you'll know always what we're up to.
Cool. All right, Aaron, thank you so much. Sorry to surprise you, buddy, but it was a tactical move.
Yes, it was.
My name is Graham Elwood.
And I'm Chris Mancini. And as always, remember,
Han shot first.
It's my idea to keep you in the dark.
Don't cry, kitten hands.